Scientists from China and the United States have captured the headlines this week with a controversial experiment to help infertile women have a genetically related baby. The work involves transferring DNA from the infertile woman's egg and DNA sperm into a healthy woman's donor egg. The work was done in China. Such an experiment could not be done without the approval of the Food and Drug Administration. So far, the FDA has not approved such research, so it hasn't been done in the United States. Joining me to sort all this out is NPR science correspondent Joe Palca. Hello, Joe.
Hey, John.
I guess we better start at the beginning and sort out just what the Chinese scientists did. So just lay it out very simply.
Well, how much time have we got? Because this is an experiment that took two or three read-throughs for me to figure it out, but I'm going to give it to you straight here.
Okay.
So you've got a woman who wants to have a baby, a genetically related baby, so she wants her DNA and her spouse's or the partner's DNA to be the two pieces of genetic information that come together. But it turns out when she's previously tried to do this in a fertility clinic, her egg doesn't divide. It gets fertilized, it divides once, and then it stops. So what does she do? Well, the theory, with the help of these researchers from Sun Yat-sen University of Medicine and also New York University, New York, they say, okay, let's do this. Let's fertilize her egg with the sperm and also fertilize a donor egg, somebody who has an egg that's presumably completely healthy and would start dividing normally, because what's outside of the nucleus of an egg is something called the cytoplasm, and the cytoplasm is crucial for the divisions to start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you've got two fertilized eggs, one from the original woman trying to have the baby, the other from the donor. Now we take the nucleus out of the donor egg. We just remove it. So now there's this shell. It's essentially a funny thing to call an egg. Mm-hmm. But inside, there's no nucleus. There's just the cytoplasm. You take the nucleus with the main genetic instructions that have been created for this woman, take that out and put it into the donor egg. And now the genetic instructions that she wants to propagate, hers and her husband's or hers and her partner's, are now inside this healthy egg, which will start dividing, presumably, which it did. And you take that and you put it into the woman's uterus who mm-hmm. wants to have a baby. She carries the baby. In fact, what happened in this case, there were five healthy embryos created this way. Five were implanted, and she went up with triplets, but none of the fetuses survived to term.
Mm-hmm.
So and it worked in a theoretical sense in the fact that she got pregnant, but none of the fetuses survived.
But they had the DNA of the mother and not the DNA of the donor egg.
Well, this is where you might have seen some headlines that say mother with babies with two mothers. Not the DNA from the nucleus, which is 99% of the DNA. That's got all the instructions for height and, you know, mm-hmm. legs and arms, all that stuff. There's a little bit of DNA in the cytoplasm, this outside part, a part outside the nucleus. It's infinitesimal. But in that sense, they'll have this tiny contribution from both eggs.
Mm-hmm. Well, why has the Food and Drug Administration not approved this kind of research in the U.S.? Why did this have to happen in China?
Well, to be fair to the Food and Drug Administration, they haven't approved it because no one's actually formally come to them and asked. What they have said is, we require that you come to us. And before FDA even allows people to begin such experiments, they want to see a lot of data showing it's safe, it's been tried in animals, it's been effective in animals, there's reason to think it's fulfilling an extremely urgent need. If some of that other kind of research hasn't been done, what's the urgent need that requires us to go forward? And you know, John, this takes us into this very interesting area of, you can definitely have a baby. I mean, a lot of people get donor eggs and they just use the husband's sperm to fertilize the egg, and then that embryo gets implanted in the woman who wants to have the baby with her husband or partner. That's commonplace. But that case, the child is genetically related to the donor egg mother and the sperm donor. This is a woman saying, no, I want this baby to be genetically related to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where these,
Are there ethical implications here? I mean, this is the donor mother's DNA. The child turns out to be at least very largely her child. Are there ethical implications that are keeping the FDA from?
I think the ethical implications, the ethical questions that aren't really what's troubling the FDA, but there's an ethical question, should you do this at all? I don't think we can go there. That's a big, big question. But the ethical question is, should you be doing this research in women before you do it in mice, before you do it in monkeys, before you do it in other animals to show for sure that it's safe? And there's been, a history in the field of genetics, reproductive technologies, for people to just sort of say, well, it seems to work. We got a pregnancy. Let's just go. And only now are people asking the question, you know, how safe is it and should we be, you know, proceeding more carefully?
Quickly, this approach did produce a successful pregnancy. Does it suggest that the technique might work, might be worth pursuing?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. I think that's all you can say at this point. A difficult question. To me, it seems like heroic measures so far it hasn't worked. You know, how many women want to go through this procedure how many times to find out if it does work? I think that's a big question.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us, Joe.
Welcome, John.
NPR's Joe Palca here with us in Studio 3A. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.